Hi, this is Sharon Jeffers, and welcome to the Mystic Oracle. I hope you're having a wonderful day today. For those of you who are new to the show and to the system, what I am speaking about here today for the next 55 minutes is the mystic science of the cards that come from the ancient order of the Magi. And what this system reveals is that the card deck, our regular deck of 52 cards, was originally used as a calendar for timekeeping. And as I've mentioned before, I've actually seen images of medieval calendars that were made up only of card faces. Like a month showing with, you know, each day of the month being an actual card. And the cards were very different then, of course. They would just have two hearts on them or two spades, depending on what the day was. So if you go to my website, starofthemagi.com, you can read under the cards how the cards line up with the calendar, and you can also look up your own birthday if you don't know what your birthday card is. Each one of our birth cards has a life path with it. And last night I was watching Larry King Live, and I was going to have a guest today, but I was watching Larry King Live, and you know, he was with Priscilla Presley at Graceland. And as I was listening to them speak, I got really curious, which is often what happens with me with the system, because each one of us has a destiny. We have a life path. You know, how we interface with that destiny is our choice moment by moment. How we respond to life is our choice moment by moment. This system teaches us how to become masterful with our own time while we're here. It also reveals to us the path that we're walking in this life. So I never looked at Elvis's cards before. I mean, I knew he was a Six of Spades, but I never looked at his, you know, relationship with Priscilla and his relationship with his mom, which was profound for him. And I never looked at his death or when he started his music career. And I got, you know, after I watched that show last night, I decided to look at these things because today is the 30th anniversary of his death. And I discovered some very interesting things because everything that happens in our lives is revealed in the system. And, you know, I'm not talking about laying out cards, doing fortune telling. I'm talking about looking at a book of time, an ancient book of time, that is composed of the card deck. And it has 91 plates, this book of time. And each one of those plates, or charts, or spreads, whatever you like to call them, is composed of all 52 cards. And we have a different chart for each year of our life, and then we have smaller cycles and larger cycles. And we have relationships with people in the cards that show up. Some of them are loving and playful. Some of them are juicy. Some of them are challenging. All of it shows up in the main life spread of the cards. And then we have a cosmic blueprint in the cards, which is from the spirit spread. And in there we can see how we are cosmically connected, how we connect with these people from the past that are in our life now. And often the two overlap with each other, sometimes creating great fortune and sometimes creating confusion because we want the relationship we had before and that's not meant to happen. So I decided that I would look at Elvis and see what was going on with him. And one of the first things that I want to say about him, and I also want to tell you that this is a Ann show. If you want to call in regard to this, Elvis, and have questions or input, comments, that's great. I'm going to do this for about 20 minutes, and then I'm going to take calls from you for your own personal readings, short little readings, if you have questions, either about your birth card or about where you are right now in time. So Elvis was born on January 8th, 1935, and that makes him a Six of Spades. The Six of Spades is the card of fate and destiny. People that have a Six of Spades birthday, and there are only four of them in the year, people that have this birthday are strongly influenced by fate, and it's known as a very strong karmic card. And so many people reap tremendous benefits when they're born on this birthday. And if you talk to someone that has this birthday, or if any of you listening have this birthday, you know that you feel that the hand of fate is always guiding you in your life. It's just, it's a presence that you can feel. And everyone I've ever talked to that's born on a Six of Spades birthday confirms that that's true. So he was destined to walk this path that he walked. And we have a planetary ruling card, which is often how we think of ourselves and how other people see us and how we move through the world. And we have a spirit card, which is who we are on the inside. And we have a soul card, which is our guiding force and the gifts that we bring into this life. Then we have a life path too, but I'm not going there. So his planetary ruling card was a heart. And hearts are very emotional. The Three of Hearts was his planetary ruling card. So this was a strong governing force in how he showed up for people. And why people, part of the reason people loved him so much. And it made him extremely sensitive. Sixes in general are very gracious. And he had all those lovely qualities of the Six of Spades. And he also had the loving sensitivity of the Three of Hearts. His mom was a Nine of Clubs. And so they had a very profound relationship. She was a Nine of Clubs, Two of Hearts. So his Three of Hearts and her Two of Hearts were a strong past life connection. And I have to tell you something. When I was just looking at the day he died, I went down to the day to look at when he died, and I looked at the few days before. And I looked at that 52-day cycle that he was in. He was in a Saturn cycle, which is a very karmic time for us. Each year we have seven 52-day cycles, and our years go birthday to birthday. And he had the Nine of Spades, the death card, and Saturn. And when I looked down at the days, the couple of days before he died were really intense for him. The 14th, he died on the 16th. The 14th, he was mourning the death of his mother. I mean, it shows up in the cards as clear as day. And the next day, it just feels like there was a lot of intense emotional stuff going on for him. And the next day was also his mom's card. I mean, those 2 days before he died, I felt like he was grieving her death so tremendously and missing her so much because he was having a really challenging time in his own life. He was probably missing his marriage. He was probably definitely missing his mom. And the Nine of Spades in Saturn is really intense. He had other cards that showed that he was having health problems. The thing that really is shocking or baffling or suspicious would be the word to me is that on the day of his death and surrounding this whole time over and over in all his cycles, he has the Jack of Spades. Now, on the suspicious side of things here, this makes me wonder if there wasn't some foul play involved in his death and some serious deception. On the high side of things, it's a very sacrificial death that is like a spiritual initiate for anybody and everybody that's associated with him. And to this day, you know, people mourn his death. Last night at Graceland, there are already thousands of people there for him. And I'm sure today thousands more arrive. And this is a man who was the king. He truly was the king of music. And he truly will always live on. And that was his destiny. And part of his destiny was also to open the hearts of the people. And I think that in his early years, his innocence and his sincerity were so much a part of why everyone loved him so much, because he truly was a gift to all of us. And I think as time went on, and when I look in his cards and I see, it became very difficult because he couldn't live a free life. He had to live a completely insular life, sorry, because he had, you know, he would be mobbed wherever he went because the love was so great and so out of control. And in a way, you know, he was someone who came to open the hearts of the people and create a revolution in music and open the doors. I mean, so many great musicians became musicians in the way that they did because of his influence. And when I look at him in the cards and see how, you know, he had the support of his mother in the way that he did, because he had to have that. He came as like, you know, I don't want to compare him to Jesus Christ because that would be a bit out there. However, he had the same kind of impact through a different medium. And I don't mean that in a religious way, okay? So if you just have a reaction to that, I really don't mean that in a religious way. I do mean it, though, in a way of an awakening for people, because so many millions of people, I mean, he's sold billions and billions of records, and so many millions, if not billions of people, truly fell in love with him. And when you look at his early pictures and see the energy that he embodied and how pure it was, it's pretty astounding, really, to witness and to look into his eyes, because there was a beauty there that was so expansive, and it was free of ego. And I think, and I see in the cards, that as time went on, you know, it really started to wear on him that he just couldn't be free. So the person that we loved so much, we actually loved him to death in a way. You know, people say that, I love you to death. That's not a great saying. But in a way, it sort of happened, you know. It sort of happened. And I think that his inability to have the true freedom that he started to need, it started causing illness, and then it led to, you know, escaping through drugs, which he would be very prone to, being a Six of Spades. because that card lives in the Neptune column, and Neptune rules drugs and fantasy and escapism. I mean, he lives in the Neptune line. He also lives, that card is in Uranus, the Uranus column in the cards, and Uranus brings the future to us, and he did bring the future in. So I also looked at when he went in to record his first record, and I looked at the cycle he was in. He was 18 years old. It was July 18th, 1953. Did I do my math right? It's dangerous with me. He was in a Jupiter cycle, and he had the Ten of Spades and the Ten of Diamonds, strong influences of destiny and power. He had the King of Diamonds twice, which is a tremendously powerful card. The Jack of Spades, the Ace of Spades. I mean, he had these cards that would just, if you positioned yourself in the right place with these cards, they would take you somewhere else completely. And I mean, to a place of accomplishment, a place of popularity, a place of tremendous financial success, a place of personal power, a place of tremendous recognition. Really incredible cards. And I also looked at his relationship with Priscilla, and she was the Eight of Clubs. I don't know how she actually existed in that relationship as long as she did, just because she is a very strong-willed woman, and she would definitely want things her way. And this is somebody that was, you know, had millions and millions of women in love with him, and he was traveling and with them all the time. So there was a very sweet connection there, though, because Priscilla is Elvis's moon card. And Paul and Linda McCartney had this connection as well. And when a man is with his moon card, when his partner is the moon to him, it is the most nurturing, loving, emotional connection that someone can have. And so that relationship, I mean, when they met, she was 14 years old. And he asked her father's permission for Priscilla to go live with his father, Elvis's father, and he put her in a Catholic school, and he took care of her. And that shows up from the past and in this lifetime, because he was Jupiter to her. Jupiter's like Santa Claus, you know, so he took good care of her until she went through school, and then they got married. And their connection in the cards is very, very profound, for him being there for her and expanding her life and taking care of her. He's still taking care of her after he's gone. And for her to be there as an emotional support and loving him in that way. His cards showed up in her cards, too. When she met him when she was 14, he was like a dream come true to her. And it showed him as being her husband. So, and that would be at the, you know, further on in that cycle. So it's very interesting to see all of this, how accurate it is in the cards. The Jack of Spades shows up very much in his cards as well, and throughout time, and Lisa Marie, and in his life path, it's his Jupiter card spiritually. Lisa Marie is a Jack of Spades. Now, what's really profound, going back to Elvis's mother, is that we each have a spirit card. And when we meet or are with our spirit card, it is just the most incredible connection. Elvis's mom was his spirit card. Nope, that's not true. She was the Knight of Clubs. So he was Mars to her. No, I'm right. Don't be silly. No, I'm not. Sorry. She was not his spirit card. But she was his past life card with their planetary ruling cards. Okay, that's what I saw, and I just messed up. So all their connections are very intertwined. And I guess the most profound things for me in looking at these cards for him was first to see the connections that he had with his mom and why they were so strong. And, I mean, because the way their cards sit, they're like eternal lovers. So they come in and out in different ways in each lifetime, but they're eternally, they're always there. Then to see the cards that were influencing him around his death and the pain that he was experiencing and the displacement from himself and how horribly intense that had to be for him. That, I mean, just heart-wrenching. And to see that also the spiritual impact that he had on humanity, creatively as well, and in opening people's hearts. People still cry for him. So it's very interesting. So, again, I welcome you to call in. And do we have a caller on the line? I welcome you to call in if you want to talk about Elvis, if you want to talk about the cards, if you want to ask about your birth card or what your spirit card is. You can go to my website to get some of that information, your birth card. I also have my website is starofthemagi.com, and I also have another website, it's allinthecards.com, where you can go and get compatibility reports, which are only $3.97, and I think they're like 14 pages long or something, and you put in your month and day of birth and someone else's month and day of birth, and you get a report, and those reports tell you what the composite is of your cards, which is the card that governs the relationship. So when we're in relationship with somebody, our card and their card go together numerically in a way that creates a card that governs the relationship. This information is mind-bogglingly accurate. And then we also have aspects to each other. However, our relationship itself has a life path, and it's very clear to see why often people repeat the same challenges in a relationship with somebody, and no matter how hard they work at it, the same thing keeps happening in one form or another. There's a reason for that. You can also call me to ask about relationships. If you're in a relationship with somebody and you have a question about that, I'm happy to look that up. When people do call in, I want to keep the readings, you know, short so others have the time to call in. On my website, starofthemagi.com, I have also a sign-up for the card of the day. I put the card of the day on the website every day because in ancient times and ancient civilizations, people understood that time has intention. It's just not random. Yes, we have agreed that today is Thursday, August 16th, and somehow we came to that agreement. However, in ancient times, you know, people were more consciously aware of the day, consciously aware of time, and how time had an intention. And each day in many cultures had a name. And when a baby was born on a specific day, the baby would get the name of that day. And there was an understanding that, you know, the baby carried, embodied the energy of the meaning of that day. The same is absolutely true for us. We embody the energy of the day that we were born. And, you know, there are many systems that determine the influences that govern us, and there are many different types of influences. There are astrological influences. There are numerological influences. There are the cards. And the thing that I love about this system is that it's so easy to learn. It's user-friendly. And it's more defined for us to personally understand ourselves in an intricate way. So if you're an Aries, that's a whole body of understanding, and for your personal horoscope as well. If you're an Aries Two of Spades, that Two of Spades is going to add an entirely new element to you and your understanding of who you are. Do we have a caller?
Yes.
Oh, hi. I couldn't tell if I was hearing beeps or not. Sorry. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, this is Bonnie Mae Dean. How are you today?
Bonnie?
Yes.
Hi, Bonnie. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing okay, dear. Thank you. I'm a little concerned about a friend of mine.
Okay.
My friend suffers schizophrenia and goes through cycles when their thinking becomes very strange. And I'm wondering when Slim's latest schizophrenic episode is going to end. They go on quite a while, but this has been one of his longest so far.
And what is this person's birthday?
His birth date is the 15th day of March, 1936.
36. So he's a Pisces Queen of Diamonds.
Okay.
Queen of Diamonds, Queen of Spades. And 36 means that he's 71?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, let me tell you something. This is one of the hardest life paths in the deck. It is really a difficult life path. They're brilliant, very intelligent, very perceptive, can be a little difficult because they have high expectations. Let me just make sure I'm... Nope. I was thinking 115. We are doing the Eight of Diamonds here.
The Eight of Diamonds,
yeah,
not the coin.
Sorry.
Okay. That's okay.
I better watch myself today. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, because it's interesting because I was going to ask you, is he a Three of Diamonds? And that is his planetary ruling card.
The Three of Diamonds?
What?
You say the Three of Diamonds is?
He's the Eight of Diamonds birth card, and his planetary ruling card is the Three of Diamonds.
Okay.
The Three of Diamonds is actually the spirit card for the Queen of Diamonds. So the Queen of Diamonds is his soul card. His planetary ruling card is the Three of Diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
Often, you know, Three of Diamonds can be prone to schizophrenia because where they sit in the life path, they sit in Uranus and Mercury. Mercury rules the mind. Uranus
mm-hmm.
rules the higher mind, but Uranus is like very unpredictable. Very unpredictable.
All right.
Very unusual. So when you put that together with Mercury, it can cause mental instability.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he's 71, he's got two sevens working with him right now, and one of them, I can see why he would be having problems mentally.
Okay.
Let me look for where his card is here. Oh my gosh, goodness. He's got like an overabundance of mental energy right now, and he's got energy that if he weren't practicing meditation and consciously making an effort to really refine his mind and his thinking, that it would actually create chaos or obstacles.
Okay.
Sounds like it's creating chaos.
Yes.
And perhaps obstacles.
Yes.
You want to know when this is going to end?
Yes. He always goes through a cycle.
Okay, so let me look at the three-month cycle he's in then. This will be interesting. Let's see. He has been in 620, on June 27th, he went into Mars. So, and then let me just look at the lunar cycle, because if it's a shorter cycle, it may show up there. 71, 23, 315. This cycle he went into on August 2nd. Now, do either one of those dates speak to you?
No, ma'am, neither one.
Okay, how long has he been like this?
Since it would have been early April.
Oh, really?
It's a long one. It's a long one. This is the longest cycle I've seen of his.
Well, I'll tell you something. The whole year may be like this for him, because of the cards he has for the year, because he went in a couple of weeks after his birthday.
Yes.
And the cards he has for the year are really intense. Is he experiencing any physical ailments?
Not much, no. Most of all, he's in fine physical shape, really.
It's all mental.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Oh my goodness. It may get even worse after the 21st of this month. I hate to tell you that.
That's okay. It's things I need to know. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Make it worse after the 21st.
Very unstable energy, and energy that causes, not only mental instability, but is he a little delusional?
Yes.
Yeah, I can see where he would be delusional as well. You know, Bonnie, I hate to tell you this. I mean, he's probably going to go up and down, but this could be pretty consistent for the year.
Okay, through the year. You're talking about the year of 2007 or through his birthday?
Birthday to birthday.
Okay, through his next birthday. Okay.
I mean, there is a time where he could get stable, but... That's questionable, too. But I'll tell you when that would be. 315, let's see, Saturn. Like October 9th after that. Let me just take one quick look at his three-month cycle. 14... But you say he's been like that since right after his birthday, so...
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I should look at his long-range card here real quick. Sometimes it takes me a minute to look... Oh. Yeah, he's got a lot of mental activity going on. I mean, this started when he was 70. He moved into the King of Clubs house, so that's a lot of mental energy. It's two more times that Uranus energy, which is so intense. And so 70, 71. Well, no, it doesn't show up there so much. But in the 3-month cycle that he's in, oh, yeah. Poor baby. He's just, you know, he's got a lot of Neptune and Uranus, which is unpredictable mental energy and delusion.
Mm-hmm.
So this could go on till his next birthday.
Okay.
And I mean, he's out of it, but I would say he'd be going in and out at best.
And then he should be completely through it by his next birthday?
Next birthday definitely looks more stable.
Next birthday definitely more stable. Okay.
72. But, you know, he's also a Pisces, so all of this energy that's working with him right now is just adding to that Neptunian Piscean energy, which can be very delusional.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I need to let you get on with other callers.
Okay.
Thank you so very much.
You're very welcome. Good luck to you.
Thank you, dear. Bye-bye.
Thank you. So I wish I had better news for Bunny. And, you know, we don't know what's going on inside when somebody's like that. He could be having a wonderful experience inside somewhere or on another, you know, it's hard to say what is going on with people when they appear to be one way on the outside. I remember years ago when I was like 20 or something, a group of us went to sing Christmas carols at a sanitarium, and I had never been in a hospital like that. And when I looked at each one of those people, I saw these beautiful souls, and it just looked like they were just playing a game. And I thought, you know, they're just playing a role right now for some reason. And so, you know, I chose to look just to see who was in there. And at the same time, when you live with someone or are close to someone who is going through something like that, you know, it makes it a little more difficult. I wish I would have asked her cards so I could see in her cards how that was showing up for her, because it would show up there. I mean, whenever someone is going through something challenging, someone that we're close to, they show up. It shows up in our cards. The reason I started studying about this system in 1990, and the reason I started doing readings with this was because of my son's death and how I saw that in here, in his cards, my cards, my son's cards. We have a caller. Hello.
Hello. My name's Rebecca.
What is your name?
Rebecca.
Rebecca, hi.
Hi. I wanted to ask you a question. Are you doing the Cards of Destiny? Is that your system?
Yes, but I'm not using Robert Camp's system, but it comes from the same system.
Okay. I was born June 21st, 1956. I am a Cancer. Can you please tell me what my practical ruling card would be?
Yes, you're born June 21st?
21st. 21.
So, you are a Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Your planetary ruling card is... You're the Nine of Clubs. Your planetary ruling card is the Two of Diamonds.
On the 21st?
2-1?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, because
and
I was...
What?
I'm sorry. I was told I was the Jack of Hearts or the Four of Spades.
Well, the Four of Spades is your moon card, so you definitely want to pay attention to that. However, in the system that I use, I also, for Cancer, look at the Neptune card. The Jack of Hearts is not your moon card. The Jack of Hearts is your synastry card. It's the card that supports you. That energy moves through you. And you carry that Jack of Hearts energy with you, and it's there to support you. However, your moon card, your actual moon card is the Four of Spades.
Okay.
And if you want to look at how you, and you can look at these cards and see if it fits for you. Do you have my book, Cards of Destiny?
Do I have your book?
Yeah.
No, I do not.
My delineations, you must be familiar with Robert Camp.
Right.
Yeah. My delineations are a little different.
Okay.
And if you read the Two of Diamonds, you're going to see how that energy influences you in your life.
Okay.
And it probably does affect somehow you move through the world.
Okay.
Emotionally, your resonance would be more with the Four of Spades.
Okay. I've been having a very, 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 very difficult time.
What is your age? 51?
51. And I lost two late pregnancies. This all started 13 years ago. I did a lot of fertility drugs, and from then on out, I've never been the same. And I've been battling with severe anxiety and depression since all this happened. And it seems like the older I get, the worse I'm getting. And I need some help. If you could point me in the right direction.
Okay, how many years has this been going on?
It started 13 years ago. I lost the first one 13 years ago.
Okay, now you're about to go into a new 13-year cycle when you turn 52.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be a Saturn cycle. So everything's going to be shifting very profoundly at that time. But, you know, one of the things about the Nine of Clubs, which is your birth card, is that you have tremendous power to either make yourself sick or make yourself healthy. And now I'm not saying that you've made yourself sick, okay? I'm not at all saying that. I am saying, though, that you might want to tap into that power to change the pattern that you've been in to make yourself healthy. I'm going to look at your 28-year cycle, because I feel like something's going on there. So
I also was married for 21 years, and I got a divorce for 6 months, and my husband and I are now back together, married.
Uh-huh.
Been a lot of stuff go on. Just
well, so let me just look at right now, because otherwise I could spend hours with you here, because I want to get to the bottom of everything. You have this Five of Spades sitting in your house right now. In fact, you have a lot of turbulent energy working with you right now in the card. And one of the things that is really important, I think, is what I just said to you. And, you know, I hadn't looked at your age 51 plate yet before I said it. And that is that this is a time when you have to become extremely serious about being on a path of self-mastery and being on a path of spiritual discipline of some sort. I don't like to use the word spiritual, because there are so many connotations attached to that word. I do like to use the term self-mastery, though, because for my work with the cards, I believe that we each have that opportunity in this lifetime. Your card is a card of higher consciousness and the awakening of the mind into higher consciousness. If that isn't being pursued, then you could easily feel like life is victimizing you with one situation after another. So your card really demands that you actually work diligently at becoming enlightened. And it's not something you just do and then it happens. It's a lifetime journey of walking a path of some sort that you resonate with, that makes you happy, and that puts you in touch with yourself. It's likely that you have some serious disappointments or hardships in childhood. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. Childhood for the Nine of Clubs can be hell. And that's karmic. So you got to see that there's a reason that you came into this life path and you went through those experiences, because who knows what you did to those people in a prior lifetime, you know? So when the victim or the abusee realizes that at some point maybe he or she victimized or abused, they become one and the same, and they neutralize each other. And then there is no victim, and there is no abusee. There is no abuser, and there is no victimizer. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Nine of Clubs has a choice to either be a participant or a victim, and it's a moment-by-moment choice. And so when you choose to participate, and I'm going to recommend a book to you. It's called Busting Loose from the Money Game. And it's not really about money. This is one of the most enlightening books on the market right now. And, you know, he really gives you a technique for collapsing those old realities just in an instant, you know. And this is what you're meant to be doing right now. I mean, you're sitting in the Jack of Spades house, which is the true home of the Seven of Clubs. And let me tell you that, you know, your soul card what is your soul card? The Six of Diamonds, which is all about taking responsibility for what's important to you and what's not. So, you know, you have to follow that path in this life, because when you become responsible and decide to be a participant and step into your life 100%, as the one who is in charge, then everything will start shifting for you. Until you do that, you're going to feel like life's got it out for you or in for you or something. You understand?
Yes. I just don't know how to do it.
Well, that's why I want you to get that book.
Busting Loose from the Money Game.
Yep.
Okay.
Because he talks about how we create reality. It's a very, very good book. And there's a transference that happens in there when you're reading. It's really excellent.
Okay.
And I should be selling these books on my website or something. Also, speaking of books, I recommend that you get my book and read about your card in there, because I've written my delineations of the cards in a way that, you know, I teach people what their potential is, and I do it with love. You know, and I tell you what your challenge is and what your potential is.
Uh-huh.
And it's a really nice book. And if you go on my website, you can sign up for the card of the day as well.
Okay.
You need to just start taking action, you know. If you don't meditate, maybe you learn to meditate or
uh-huh.
do yoga or qigong. You know, you want to look at the things that happened to you in childhood and face them as the realities that they are and take responsibility. You know, the Buddhists say that we're all responsible for our own karma. And I really agree with that, because, you know, if I did a reading for you, I could probably find for you how the relationships you have with the parents and the people that were in your life in the childhood all were I could tell you exactly what went on there and why it went on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's, you know, it's always there. We don't come in here with clean slates. We wouldn't come. We wouldn't come in, you know. We beam down into this journey through time. It's very quick. And it's really important to take advantage of it as much as possible. So, you know, I don't usually encourage people on the radio show to have personal sessions with me. I'm going to do that with you because I'm really good at giving people guidance and getting them on a path to change their lives. I'm really good at it.
How do I get a hold of you through your website?
You can email me at SharonJeffers@starofthemagi.com, or you can call me at 323-850-0812. But, you know, this is my forte with people, and I am your Jupiter card. So,
well, I feel like I'm kind of at the end of my rope, so I need to do something.
Yeah, well, this might be it.
Okay. Thank you for talking with me.
Thank you so much for calling. You're very welcome, and all the best to you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, I probably have time for one more call. If you're just tuning in and you're not familiar with what I'm talking about here, probably sound pretty wild. I'm working with a system that's based on the regular card deck. It's the Mystic Science of the Cards. It is an oracle of great proportions and tremendous accuracy and wonderful, clear, amazing guidance. And I'm not laying out cards. I'm actually reading cycles of time that are set in the cards. This is an ancient mystical science that reveals that the card deck was originally a calendar. It was used for timekeeping. And, you know, this is becoming, we're becoming aware of this now. And it's an amazing peek into who we are and what we're doing here and the paths we walk and why we're on them and how we interface and interact with one another as we go along. So my website is starofthemagi.com, and you can also access archives to previous programs on bbsradio.com. And I don't recommend the first program I did because I think the first 20 minutes I was like a babbling goof. It was such a strange feeling to be talking, not knowing if anybody was there. Anyway, people called in. It was actually great. But we've had some really nice shows, and a lot of insight has come about. And earlier, if you just tuned in, I was talking about Elvis. You're welcome to email me. I love to hear from people, and I usually do respond to my emails within 24 hours unless I'm traveling. So if I don't get right back to you, it means I'm traveling. And I will. So, I guess my time is up. I'm looking at the clock. It's 2:55. I want to thank Bonnie and Rebecca for calling in. I want to thank all of you who listened today for listening and being here. I hope that you gained some insight or something from the show. The show airs every Thursday at 2 o'clock, and I welcome your input and your contact. And until next week, I wish you a wonderful day.